Full Moon Readings with North Conway's own psychic medium, Sarah Moore, all brought to you by North Conway Premier. Remember, they're the people you know and trust, and they have the best prices around. We can confidently say that.
Oh, absolutely.
Best prices around with when it comes to appliances, furniture, video game systems, electronics.
Oh,
they do
everything.
It all over there.
Yeah.
Also, they're pushing right now, even though the season hasn't really hit us yet when it comes to that really hot stuff, but air conditioners,
you know,
ready to go.
Now's a really good time to get it.
Yeah.
Instead of that first hot day where everybody's trying to get them.
Exactly. And installing those can be sometimes a sweat-worthy.
You might want to get a second in case it falls out the window. Who knows?
You know, you always want to try to install those on a cooler day. Instead of waiting for that 90 degrees.
I'm psychic, and I can tell you everybody listening will not do that.
NorthConrayPremier.com, and you can visit their showroom. In fact, Sarah's going to be over there this Friday from 5 until 7 doing little 5-minute readings in person, which
is
kind of
cool.
Yeah,
come on over. They're free.
Yeah.
We just want you to come in, check it out, sit in the fancy chairs, and maybe walk out of there with a new bedroom set or something.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great little staff, too, and they're fun guys. And,
they're awesome.
Guys and girls, and you can hang out with them and just see what it's all about.
Yeah, it's a good time. So maybe Emmett will show up.
Yeah, and I'm sure Emmett will be there, yes. All right, let's get to it here.
Okay.
We got a bunch of people still texting in. We appreciate it. Remember, all we need is your first name, the city you're from, and then your question. And if you are talking about an animal, we need to know if they're deceased or living, because it's all just energy to Sarah.
Yeah.
All right, we have Ginny from Conway texting in. Her cat Gertrude has been missing for a few weeks now. Wondering if you're getting anything from her.
It's interesting. As Gina was just chatting, I started kind of burping, but it was like a gurgling burp. And I don't think the cat is still alive. I would encourage you not to lose hope and keep sort of praying or putting out there for them to make their way home if they are. I'm getting that they're not. And I feel like they lasted a little bit on their own. And then I think there was something medically going on before they walked out the door.
Okay.
Yep.
For Gertrude the cat.
I don't think that this is like the circle of life. I think I knew I was going and I needed to get out of there because I can't have you see this because you've been through enough on your own that one more thing would tip you over the edge.
Okay, that one goes out to Ginny from Conway. Megan from Glen texting in. She says she loves full moon readings, which is always nice
Me
to hear.
Too.
And she said that she was wondering if you could pick up anything on her baby because she's 10 days past due.
So you know what's really funny is I'm sitting here and all of a sudden I got a wicked cramp on my under my left chest area and my ribs, and I'm waiting for the right time, and it's so funny. I'm an animal. I read a lot of animals too.
I'm an animal.
Sorry about that. Let me start that over. I feel like I'm waiting for the right time, and this is a child that's going to be timed with the tides, not the moon, not the sun, not the stars. I'm a water baby, so right now there's still enough liquid in there that I'm feeling really satisfied. And it's so funny. I look and see if there's any high tides coming, and I'm looking in like the Scarborough area, but I feel like I'm going to come out when the tide is excessively high.
Okay.
It sounds a little strange. Like, I just realized what I said on the radio.
Hey.
But that's what I'm hearing. By Thursday.
I was going to say, are you getting a vibe? You like to play that game.
I do love that game. I get by Thursday, and I get it's a boy. I don't know what it is, but I'm hearing boy.
All right, Megan, we wish you the best of luck. This is Alicia from Berlin texting in, and her mom passed away 12 years ago, wondering if you get anything from her.
Her mom just totally got nervous that you called her out. I feel like you've been sitting with her mom saying, okay, mom, I'm going to text in. And all of a sudden the mom's like, oh my gosh, they answered the phone. It's us. you know what? I feel her playing with your hair. It's kind of like I see your mom sitting behind you and putting your hair into a low ponytail on the base of your neck. I have goosebumps, and your mother is the one that keeps you grounded, because I have goosebumps from my knees down to my feet. So your mom is around when you start kind of floating out of there and going, oh, when you start living an empathic life and going more from your heart, and you need to do real world things, which means shuffling your feet and going forward, your mom shows up and is like, no, you got to put your feet back on the ground, honey. So your mom's always around you. Always.
Right. That's good to know. That one goes out to Alicia from Berlin. We have Allie from Berlin now texting in. Lots of Berlin listeners, of course. We greatly appreciate that on 98.1 FM. Allie from Berlin texting in. Any message from her family? And she recently lost a dog. So anybody that has recently passed.
The dog comes in first and I get like, oh my gosh, you should see me. I feel like this is a kind of dog that when it sits, it completely slouches. Like, I have to keep my head up to get to the microphone, but I want to completely like slouch. Kind of like a pug sitting on a couch and like folding in half. I'm just amazing. Thank you for letting me go when you did. I needed it, and I was running on fumes. So thank you. Messages from the family in heaven. Oh my gosh, I just saw like the Verizon commercial where everybody goes woo, like all the hands just went up and sort of they're doing the wave. So I don't think it's because you were a sporty family. I think it's more playful fun, and when your family would get together, you would do board games or you would hang out and truly enjoy the time spent together and not all be on your phones.
Awesome. So all good news.
It is. You know, I have to say, because I just realized how quickly I'm speaking.
Yeah.
When I do a reading, I'm trying to keep up with them. So I talk fast because their vibration is faster. So just hold on and keep up and then listen to the playback if you missed it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good point to bring up. That is another reason why we posted at conwaymagic.com. We posted later today so you can listen back to the audio and hear it as many times as you'd like.
Exactly. Slow really it down.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly. Mark from Brownfield texting in, hoping to pursue photography on a more serious income-driven basis, but having a hard time putting himself out there.
Yeah, you know what? You have to figure out what you like photographing. I don't see you being somebody that would like to corral a family after a wedding. I think you would do phenomenally well with photographing. I'm hearing flora and fauna, and they're showing me a tulip. You capture the essence of flowers. So there's Bach flower essence, which they take the flower and they just infuse the water, the liquid with the energetic properties of the plant. Your flowers are going to go in people's homes and it's going to say, oh, that reminds me of my mother. Oh, that reminds me of my baby in heaven. You're going to really hit the emotional vibration of whatever it is you photograph. So figure out what you like photographing. And I don't see you going to fairs. I see you kind of having an online business and doing it phenomenally well. I also see greeting cards. So like reach out to Hallmark. I don't know how you get dialed in with that. But your cards are that level quality.
Oh, excellent. That's great news, Mark. Good luck on all of that. Let us know how it comes out. We got Shauna from Madison texting in. Would love to know if her mom passed over successfully. She thought she'd get a sign, but haven't got
anything. You know
what?
Your mother has her right hand on her hip and is like, honey, did you really think I wasn't going to make it through the light? And it's because I had so many questions. It's so funny. I kind of want to swear and we can't because we're on the morning radio.
Please.
But I kind of get like, yeah, I won't. I really do like coming back time after time. But I see your mom with her hand on her hip like, did you really think I wasn't going to go knock on God's door and be like, so what were you thinking with this, this, and this? Like, door number one, two, and three, hello? Like, you could have saved me the time, God. So your mom 110% made it over. And I grew up in Massachusetts, and I'll never forget going to the grocery store with my mom and Bob Lobel, who was the news guy in Boston at the time. We passed him in the grocery store. My mom was like, you're so much taller than you are on TV. You should sit up taller. And I was like, oh my goodness, my mom scolded a personality. And, and your mom just did the same to God.
Oh my goodness.
She made it.
And now when she asked about any sign, she thought she'd see a sign.
I don't think your mom needs to do that.
I kind of
get, you know, I'm
person,
here. Like,
right?
Yeah, I get, I don't do that.
Yeah, okay.
I get, you should just know that I'm there. I'm not going to prove it to anybody.
Just know. Just know. Excellent.
Like your mother would have volunteered for the PTA if she wanted to, but if somebody said you have to, she would never do it.
All right, there we go. That one goes up to Shauna from Madison. We have Erica from Tamworth. Just wondering if you're getting any vibes about her and her life and what's going on.
You know what? I just see somebody wrapping you in a huge hug. And it feels like you're finally in the safe area of your life, but it's taken you long enough to get there that you're still second guessing it and going, is this really it? Is this where I'm supposed to be? And they're validating that, yeah, you're great. But there's gentleness around you. So like, don't wear scratchy clothes right now. Don't sit out in the bright sun if it's too much for you. Go into the shade, get a book or a magazine and take the time to read it. I think you're doing really well, but I'm seeing somebody hugging you a lot.
Okay. Erica, so she'd take some time for herself.
Yeah, maybe. And just be gentle. You're okay.
All right, we're going to do one more, then we have to take another break.
Oh,
I can't believe.
Oh.
Is it unreal how fast time is going by? Selena from Maine texting in. She says, good morning. Her question is, any messages from heaven? Because her grandson recently came 5 weeks early and was wondering if he's going to be okay.
He's going to be fine. His lungs feel a little heavy still, but I just don't think he's used to being in his body yet. But I think he's going to be absolutely fine. And when you said people in heaven, I see a great-grandfather on your father's side. So I don't care if you've never met him. He's the guy that decides to come forward for you. I also think he's the one making sure that this grandbaby is okay. He's the kind of guy that if he were to take apart a clock or take apart something, he would be meticulous in laying it out, diagramming it, and putting it back together again. So he's saying, Humpty Dumpty, this is the guy that pray for him and say, okay, lungs are healed, lungs are healed, lungs are healed, eyes are strong, eyes are healthy. And this child's going to be phenomenal.
All right, excellent. That one goes out to Selena from Maine. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be back. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.